We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But joining us right now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he joins us every Wednesday at this time. He is our national baseball insider, Seth Everett from Forbes.com. Hello, Seth. How are you?
What's going on? It takes two of you to fill Bill's shoes, huh?
It always does. It always does. He's the big unit. He's a big deal. You know? All right, so the Brewer game is going on right now. By the way, the Brewers lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Manny Pena with an RBI single, so he knocked in Jesus Aguilar. So Brewers lead 1-0 in the second. But, Seth, you know what? Before I get into the Brewers, you know, we're like just a week into baseball, and it's just hilarious to see all the overreactions from different fan bases. What do you think has been like the biggest overreaction that you have seen in this first week in the game?
Well, my favorite one probably is the Yankees. They're panicking in the streets. I'm sorry about the wind. This was not as windy when we started this interview.
That's okay.
The Yankee, you know, reaction has been hysterical to me. You know, I looked at their team and I thought it was an overreaction to have them, you know, World Series or bust. I think the Red Sox are still the better team. The Red Sox aren't playing well either, and that's the funniest part, is that there's really nothing to worry about. You know, Giancarlo Stanton will be back. They're not losing because they're not going to score runs. Like, Chapman's velocity's down. Like, everything has gone backwards for the Yankees after all that optimism, all spring training. I think the right level of optimism is Seattle. Seattle's 7-1, and nobody... They have them losing 110 games. Like, right now, Vegas odds had them, I think, losing. I think their over-under was 98. People were taking the under. Or over, rather. Like they are a brutal baseball team, and they're 7-1. And, you know, that has been the right reaction, where it's like, oh, yeah, just like we planned it. that's been pretty funny. I don't think Milwaukee is having a, you know, I don't think they're doing anything other than playing like we're hoping that they'll play all season long. I'm not reading too much into the first four or five games. I'm just saying the same thing about the Cubs. I think they're going to be pretty good. I think the Cardinals will be pretty good. It's a dogfight, and it's just getting started. But, man, the reactions have been pretty funny so far.
Yeah, I mean, they really have. But in the Brewers' case, you know, I have really become someone over the last couple of years, Seth, that – you know, every game counts in a 162-game season, and there is validity to what you're doing in April just as much as what you're doing in, say, August and September. And I look at the Brewers' situation here, them being 5-1, them going for the sweep today against the Reds, and it's they're not just beating these guys, they're beating guys in their division, and that goes a long way here as they're trying to win it.
Well, the schedule is actually makes a lot of sense. You know, there's been a lot of interdivisional games. It's been one of my big complaints because, you know, my rule is if you have bad weather, as long as it's interdivisional, you know, the teams make two more trips. So it's not that big a deal. And these games matter. Divisions have been won or lost on how well you beat the bad teams. And, you know, Cincinnati may be improved. We'll see. I haven't seen it yet. But you're right. These are important games. It's going to be a dogfight of a division. And, you know, there's going to be a pennant race. Nobody's running away with anything. Even if you are the most optimistic of Brewer fans, let's say in a perfect world, would you sign for 95 wins? Sure. You think the Cardinals and Cubs, nobody's going to come close to 90 wins? You're not winning this handily. Nope. Every game counts.
Talking with our national baseball insider, Seth Everett of Forbes.com here on the Bill Michaels Show. Now, I know, you know, Christian Yelich has been incredible here. He's had the 6-game hitting streak. He's had the 4 straight home runs. I mean, Christian Yelich is basically carrying over everything he did from the second half of last year. My question, though, is, and again, you don't want to overreact, but
I won't.
But when it comes to Yelich, Seth, when is it fair to start putting him in the conversation with guys like Mike Trout and like Bryce Harper?
Well, it's different. Don't forget, when those guys came up, you know, it's a complicated question because I'm a huge Christian Yelich supporter, but if you remember when both those guys came up, they were the centerpieces of their franchise.
Right.
You know, Bryce Harper was a number one overall draft pick. Christian Yelich wasn't the best outfielder on his team when he came up. And I remember, because I've spent a lot of time in Miami, I've been to dozens of Marlins games, and I remember when they had Giancarlo Stanton, Marcelo Zuna, and Christian Yelich, and Yelich was considered the second or maybe third banana of those outfielders. Excuse me. And what I had noticed was he was considered a solid player, but the stars were Giancarlo Stanton and Jose Fernandez, the late Jose Fernandez. And it was never about Yelich. And sometimes perceptions become reality. You know what a great validation for Yelich was? That he was in that MLB commercial where they're all sitting at that podium giving the stupid cliche answers, which is a cute marketing scheme.
Yeah.
But I tweeted, if you remember, I tweeted and said, I'd give a nickel to every fan that could identify every player. But Yelich was in that. You know what I mean? And just to be in the conversation, I think, is all the respect it is. But to compare him to Bryce Harper or Mike Trout, it's apples to oranges because they were centerpieces. Now, when he signs his extension, you'll start to see that he gets similar money per year. And that's how I think you'll monitor him. He's a great player. I thought it was a great trade. I told you that. The day it happened, I remember I went on your station and I said, you are getting a bona fide star, and he's become that.
He certainly has. We're talking with Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, another guy that has really been key to the Brewers' first several wins of the season has been Josh Hader. I mean, it was crazy to see him go back out there last night. Who knows? He may pitch again three straight days in today's game, depending on how this Brewer game goes.
I would try not to.
I agree.
Try not to use him three straight days in April. Let's not kill a guy.
Yeah.
But Jeremy Jeffress is supposed to pitch, I think, tonight for AAA?
No, he's going to pitch on Friday.
Friday. So that's a good sign. That's a very good sign because I think they desperately need him. As much as Josh Hader's helped, that's why you don't overreact, because you can't keep going to the well like that. And Craig Counsell knows that. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel here. But to say that they have been a little too reliant on one guy is an understatement.
Well, and the thing is with Hader, too.
Sign Craig Kimbrel.
Well, there's no way that's going to happen now. I think they had their chance. They had the serious discussions, like John Heyman had said, and then that was it. And again, I think Kimbrel and his agent have all the leverage now that they want. If they wanted Kimbrel that bad, Seth, he'd already be in a Brewer uniform. I just don't see how it's going to happen now.
My prediction now, and I hate to say this because it won't make me happy, but my prediction is Aroldis Chapman is going to be on the DL. Not because he blew a game, but his velocity is down. He does not have – he can't throw his breaking stuff with that same velocity. And that's the key to Chapman. You know what I mean? His breaking pitches are just as unhittable.
Right.
And if Chapman goes on the DL, even if it's for a short time, I bet you the Yankees sign Kimbrel. Because they did not sign Keuchel. And they did not sign Keuchel when Severino went down. And I was surprised. But I can understand it because it's a different contract. I think Craig Kimbrel had looked for a chance to go to New York and show everybody, that they were wrong about him. That's my prediction. That's my new prediction of where he goes.
So, I mean, you think the Yankees are willing to pony up whatever Kimbrel wants? That means $20 million a year for 4 or 5 years. I mean, you think the Yankees would really do that?
I think if you're talking about April 15th and he's still unsigned, I think he signs a one-year deal.
You think so, really?
Look, I've been wrong about this a lot, so don't, this is not based on any insight.
Sure.
We're just guessing at this point. This is uncharted territory, but oh my goodness, I joked because I saw two guys from the Players Union, and they love my podcast, right? And so we were joking about, coming on, and I said, "Oh, you guys want to do an episode? We'll record it right here." We were in the men's room of Citizens Bank Park, and he goes, "Yeah, can we talk about Craig Kimbrel and Dallas Keuchel?" I said, "I'll hit record right here. I will let the flushing sound in the background if you guys want to go on record and come on my damn podcast to talk about Craig Kimbrel and Dallas Keuchel unsigned."
And that's the Sports with Friends podcast, correct?
Yeah. But it was just funny because the union is beside themselves. Like, they don't understand any of this stuff. And this is beyond, you know, just, you know, covering a sport. You know, I've covered baseball for 25. This is my 25th season covering Major League Baseball. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, we're seeing now all these younger players left and right getting these long-term extensions because they want to make sure that they're getting a significant pay raise, but also having the security blanket, depending on, you know, whether or not this ends up being a strike or a lockout in a couple of years. But my question is, if these players are getting long-term deals, they're getting paid. I mean, they may not be getting paid what they could be getting if they fall into free agency. So my question is, do these contracts help labor peace at all?
No, but they show you that both sides are getting ready to dig their heels in. You know, in my conversations with Bill, here's what I know. The league has tried to initiate labor talks, CBA talks, 2 years early. That's a record. That's never happened before. The union has set aside their licensing money. I don't know if you've heard. I know I've told Bill this. The union has taken their licensing money. What licensing money is for players, it's their likeness for, like, for example, for video games. You know, like when you have a video game and it's, you know, it's Bryce Harper Baseball or whatever, you know, whatever it's called.
Right.
That's all licensing money, and that goes through the union. And they have taken – no player is getting licensing money this year. They are all putting that money into a strike fund.
Okay.
That's true. Like, and it's funny because I think a lot of this rhetoric has gone away in the last 8 days. Like, since the season started, you're starting to see – as much yearning for optimism. You know, the Bryce Harper issue last night with Washington. Like, baseball is thirsting for rivalries like that. You know what I mean? And every rivalry that's gone on right now is a rivalry from tradition.
Right.
You know what I mean? The Cubs-Cardinals and the Giants and Dodgers, that's from the 50s, you know? But well, they want something where players, you know, genuinely like playing each other, and those games have extra juice in the ballpark and not just because of the standings. And I think baseball's trying. They really are. They are absolutely trying. And they've been lucky because the Bryce Harper story, even though Christian Yelich had a better weekend, Bryce Harper had a pretty darn good weekend in his first weekend in Philadelphia. And then the schedule gods were kind to them. And then he plays his first game back in Washington after signing. And all I could remember was the booing that Alex Rodriguez got when he went for the Texas Rangers, when he went back to Seattle. And that didn't happen until May. So it's just a fascinating time. And I think that ultimately baseball is just trying to get all the good publicity it can.
Well, we'll see how this goes as we continue on this season and what kind of storylines we can get, what kind of rivalries can develop. I'd like to think Brewers and Cubs is back to a true rivalry just based on how everything went down last year and carrying over. It'll be a fun series this weekend. Seth, I got to let you go, man, but thank you as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
You're the best. Good job filling in.
I appreciate it, man.
Jeff, great segment.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you. I try.
That's Seth Everett, our national baseball insider. Was he expecting you to ask questions or something?
I don't know. You were dominating that, so I wasn't going to get in your way.
I'm sorry.
No.
I mean, I don't. Had I known you wanted a question, you could have said something.
I never asked questions. I wanted a question.
Well, when Bill hosts, I let him do his thing when it comes to interviews. He's excellent when it comes to interviews. So I don't get in the middle of that, but
that's the exact same reason why I faded into the background.
All right.
You were killing it.
Okay.
So I'm not stepping on your toes.
Well, this is what we're going to do. And here, before I get to that, we got to pay the bills here. Seth joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. Treat you fair for 80 plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.